We are excited to introduce our student speaker, who has been involved in many things throughout the last 4 years, including swim and dive, multiple state championships, and our newly elected prom king. He is the son of Dusty and Ryan Hatt and a member of North American Martyrs Parish. Please welcome our king, David Hatt.
Good morning. I hope you're all enjoying your breakfast so far. I want to thank the wait staff for getting all this together and putting everything out. And what a cool event, right? We should be very grateful. Friends, holy moly, are we close. We went to Mass together this morning. We have this breakfast, and then we take a few tests. Hopefully, we've done a little studying. And then we're going to go to church at our parishes, and then we're going to graduate together. And really, I think it's for the best for the both of us, you know, seeing where our relationship is at. We take a little time apart. Like, seeing some other people might be good for us. Really, it's not me, it's you. Or it's not you, it's me. No, I'm just kidding. But this is a really big crossroads in our life where we're all going to pursue our individual paths towards, you know, individuality, maturity, responsibility, adulthood, as scary as it seems that we're there. But it's really interesting to think about how far we've come since we all met each other. Most of us met each other in like kindergarten, and we've become completely different people since then. Like, I've changed a lot since just eighth grade. In eighth grade, I received the record for the most demerits and detentions at North American Martyrs of all time. Thank you. But like, I wasn't a bad kid, except for during my parkour phase, Brayden and I broke a lot of rules. But other than that, I just talked and talked and talked, and then I would get in trouble for talking, and then I would talk back, and that didn't end well for me. But going into freshman year, I was like, I'm going to clean up. I'm going to change my ways and become well-behaved. And, well, funny story. Last week, on Tuesday, I was running into school late, and Mr. Cottle stopped me to talk about this speech, and then soon after the bell rang, and I don't have a demerit card because I lost my lanyard. By the way, if you know where my lanyard is, like, I want it. So I don't have a demerit card, so I went to the office, and they're writing me a detention slip. I talked my way out of it, but I almost got a detention there. And then the next day, I was in Spanish class, and I asked my teacher, I was like, Maestro, can I go work on this speech in the library? And she was like, yes. But I get there, the library's kind of noisy, so I went to the chapel instead. So when I was walking to my next class, Maestro wheels the corner, and she's like, where were you? And I'm like, oh, I just went to the chapel. It was quieter. And she's like, you can't just tell someone you're going somewhere and then not go there. I was coming to give you a detention. So dodged a bullet there, too. I'm really lucky to be here. Anyway, going into freshman year, I'm like, things are going to be great. And I get here, and it's really weird because everyone is wearing masks, and we're not allowed to be friends with each other. Like, do you guys even remember that? We actually had to wear masks all of freshman and half of sophomore year. It feels like so long ago. And then we took them all off after Christmas break, sophomore year. And I don't know about you guys, but I would be talking to people all the time, and they'd be saying this and that. I'm like, uh-huh, but I'm sitting there trying as hard as I can to figure out who they are. Like, I've never seen their whole face before. I'm like mentally covering it up or like muffling their voice, and sometimes it works. And then sophomore year just went by like a blur. Junior year was just Mr. Cox. Good afternoon. Welcome to sixth period physics. Check your dress code. Stand for prayer, please. Every day for months. And then all of a sudden, we were seniors. And it felt like we should just be freshmen, or sophomores, really. But I was not ready to be an upperclassman. It was crazy. But although this time has gone by really fast, if there's anything I've learned, it's that God has our backs, even when we're doing everything in our power to mess things up for ourselves. For example, I got home really late one night, and I just didn't really care about cleaning up my car. I wanted to just go to bed, so I went inside, I go to sleep, and I'm sleeping really soundly. Like, this was one of the best nights of sleep I've ever had. I was dreaming about being, like, on a Navy aircraft carrier during World War II. And there was a plot. This was a great dream. And then all of a sudden, my dad is shaking me awake. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what? And he said, you need to get up right now. And I'm like, what is going on? Someone broke into your car. And so I pull on pants and I go upstairs. And sure enough, there's like polarized glass all over the driveway. And I'm just like, So I numbly walk over to figure out what the damage is. And so he messed up my handle, and he broke my window, my rear window. And then I went to see what was stolen. And I'm not even joking. I left a nice wool coat that I just got for Christmas in there, my dive bag, which had some nice athletic clothes, some nice shoes, a watch, a little bit of jewelry, my iPad. And then I also had, like, the garage door opener in there. And in my center console, there was my wallet with $85 cash. And I'm not even joking. The spare set of keys to the car. So this guy just, this bozo, comes in the middle of the night, and he tries my handle. It doesn't work. I think he just wanted to steal the car. So then he breaks the window and just runs away because the car alarm goes off. But he literally could have taken the car. And for some reason, God took care of me in that case. And really, that's been a lot of senior year for me. It's been crazy with college recruiting, and then one act, and then like Christmas break was gone before I even knew it. And then we had like musical, spectrum, swim and dive, and school was another thing that I did. and it just all went so fast, and it was all so stressful, but I mean, God took care of me. And I can say I really don't have any regrets in high school, and I think that's because of how great of a school Pius is and my parents. It's really hard for seniors being at this big crossroads in our life, so close to this finish line, to stop and really appreciate what we have right in front of us. But man, just reflect on how unique Pius is with like our theology department. What we've learned in apologetics this year is going to come in so clutch next year for a lot of us. And having just priests and religious all over the campus is so unique and cool. It really sets an atmosphere. And then campus ministry. Like the movement towards the cross I've seen in our class this year has been absolutely insane and so impactful. And I attribute most of it to our campus ministry team, and more specifically like Scotty Sullivan. What a guy. Like, man, he's doing the things that matter at Pius, and he's making such a big difference. We have so much to be grateful for from him. And then also our parents. Like the opportunities that they've given us with these clubs and activities, just going to school here, and the amazing experience that we've got to have at Pius, it's really because of them and everything that they've given us. And they've been so generous, and we really have a lot to be grateful for. But that said, we don't have very much time left at Pius, and most of us don't have very much time left with our parents. So I invite all of you, at some point during this breakfast, to take a deep breath, to feel your feet on the floor, and to look at the people at your table, your classmates, their parents. Just really be grateful for these people, for this experience, for this amazing school, for everything they've given you. So live in the moment this summer, too, and just, like, savor these last moments of childhood, man. I look forward to seeing you all in airports and grocery stores for the rest of my life, randomly. And if there's one thing I can leave you all with, it's you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Fight the good fight. And as always, go Bolts.